السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال ربنا العزيز في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. This month is coming to a conclusion very soon. Probably tomorrow, Saturday, is going to be the last day of this month. And everyone has benefited and gained something out of this month. Even those who were not able for some reasons to fast because of traveling or sickness, still they are not deprived from the blessings of this month. Because this month not only has blessings for those who fast, but also for those who pray, for those who perform tahajjud, for those who recite Quran, for those who recite supplication, for those who give charity, for those who are kind to their family members and neighbors and friends, for those who try their best to exercise self-control. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس. هدى, it has guidance for mankind, not only those who fast. It is a source of guidance and mercy and a blessing and forgiveness for mankind. Some people who did not fast, they would feel bad that they could not fast because they were sick. You should not feel bad. The same Lord who wants you to fast when you are healthy, He does not want you to fast when you are sick. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. If you are healthy after Ramadan, you can make that up. So the blessings of this month are not confined only to those who fast. It embraces all the people who believe in this month and the blessings and the message of this month. And people are different in receiving these benefits. They receive them according to their capacities, according to their capabilities, according to their faculties. People are different. Someone receives full blessings, others may not receive the same blessing, maybe less, maybe more. Depends on what we did. It depends on our niyyah, our intention. It depends on our understanding of the fasting. What does fasting mean to me, to us? For some, fasting is only not to eat and not to drink. But I enjoy everything else. For others, it's not about not just eating and drinking, abstaining from food or a drink. It is abstaining from bad thoughts and bad talks and bad relationship. This is exactly what the Prophet says to one of his companions, Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, Ridwanullah ta'ala alayh. The Prophet says to him, Ya Jabir, هذا شهر رمضان من صام نهاره وقام وردا من ليله. Whoever observes the day and stands part, wirdan, part of the night, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever you can afford for tahajjud, وصان بطنه وفرجه, and he safeguards, he or she would safeguard his mouth, بطنه وفرجه, his private parts, وحفظ لسانه, and was able to restrain his tongue against slandering, against accusation, against rumors, against backbiting, ghibah. If he can do that, لخرج من الذنوب كما يخرج الشهر. He will exit from his sins as the month is going to exit and leave. لخرج من ذنوبه كما يخرج الشهر. Allah is going to wash away all of his or her sins from him. All the sins are going to leave him. So Jabir was excited. He said, Ya Rasulallah, ma ahsanahu min hadith. What a wonderful hadith you said. This is very easy. The Prophet said to him, قَالَ لَهُ وَمَا أَصْعَبَهَا مِنْ شُرُوطٍ. Yes, the hadith is nice, is good. But the conditions are not easy. Not easy. Yes, easy not to eat and not to drink. But it is not easy to control the tongue. It's not easy to control the thoughts. It's not easy to control the stomach and the private parts. It's not easy. We have to strive. So each one enjoys the benefit of the month according to his or her capacity, according to the way you look at the month, the way you appreciate the month. We hope, inshallah, we will go with full hand, inshallah, by the end of the month. So Allah wants us to change, and this change may not happen immediately during the month. This change is meant to be for the whole year. The month of Ramadan is a jump start for us. It's a turning point. It's the beginning. It's an incentive. It's an impulse for us to change. Triggers the change. It might not happen, the whole transformation, during the month. But it is supposed to continue this journey of discipline, this journey of self-discovery. It's supposed to continue throughout the whole year. The month of Ramadan, we intensify our ibadah, our devotion, our worshipping, so we can take it with us. It does not expire with the expiration of the month. No one should think that after tomorrow, alhamdulillah, I am relaxed. No more Quran, no more prayers, no more asking God, no more dua. This is not right. The month of Ramadan is a jump start. And this journey of servitude, this journey of relationship with God has to continue after the month of Ramadan. The journey of zakat and charity, the journey of reaching out to others, the journey of maintaining good, honest relationship with people around us based on respect, this has to continue. The journey of visiting the masjid, do not leave the masjid. Masjid was not built only for 30 days a year, only for the days and nights of Ramadan. The masjid was built for the entire year. Don't leave the masjid. Don't leave the Quran. Some people, they conclude the Quran and they put it on the shelf. And they say to this book, I'll see you next year. This time next year. We should not say this to the Quran. The Quran has to be our Habib, our companion, our Rafiq. Wherever you go, Take the Quran with you. Read the Quran. It is mustahab, highly recommended that during the days of the year, not just Ramadan, we recite 50 verses of the Holy Quran. Keep the Quran on your desk. Don't put it on the shelf. Keep it there. Keep it always with you. In 2 days, children are going to, probably now they are doing the shopping in preparation for the Eid. So they are going to dress new clothing, which is okay and good to wear new clothing during the Eid. But what is more important than a new clothing, a new dress, a new heart, a new nafs, shining nafs, bright, cleansed, cleaned, refined during this month. This is important. When the day, the eve of Eid arrives, which is a great eve, the last night of Ramadan, and the eve of the Eid, Laylatul Eid, is the greatest after Laylatul Qadr. It's the night of wholesale forgiveness. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُعْتِقُ فِي تِلْكَ اللَّيْلَةِ بِقَدَرِ مَا أَعْتَقَ فِي الشَّهْرِ كُلِّهِ. How much God was generous during the whole month, He is going to forgive on that particular night, the night of Eid, the eve of Eid, He is going to forgive the same amount that He forgave during the whole month on that night. So that night is also a holy night. In our life, we should not miss the blessings of Laylatul Eid. Laylatul Eid, still, it's not the termination of ibadah. It's not. Keep praying and keep asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness and His blessings. And the stronger the fasting is, the more powerful the results will be. The stronger and the deeper the fasting was during these 30 or 29 days, the stronger and deeper and more visible the results of the fasting are going to be. And it has to surface in our relationship. It has to exhibit itself. The fruit of Ramadan, first and foremost, has to be exhibited in our relationship with the people. How we treat people, how we treat our family members, how much commitment we have to our family, to our community, to our society. That is the first fruit of the Eid, the first result of Ramadan and the Eid. It has to be exhibited in the way we deal with the people. So maintain what you have achieved in Ramadan. Don't lose it, please. Don't lose everything you gathered in 29, 30 days in one night. Don't do that. Be careful. You have done something great. There is nothing greater than al-qurb min Allah, getting close to God and having your sins being forgiven. All of them forgiven. So try to maintain this. This is a big achievement. This is not something small. Try to keep it. Try to maintain it. Try to multiply this. And reach out to your family members. Reach out to your extended family members, especially when the Eid comes. Reach out to them. One of the ahkam of the Eid is Zakatul Fitr, which is mandatory for those who can afford, who can pay. It is estimated to be in our region at $15 per person, which is mandatory on the breadwinner of the family to pay on behalf of himself and the dependent member of his family. Even if he has some independence, he can cover them if he wants to. It's not obligatory on him, but he can cover them. And if he covered those who are independent, then they don't have to pay for themselves. If someone says, I pay on your behalf, then you don't have to pay. Inshallah, someone will pay on our behalf, inshallah, one day. Inshallah ta'ala. Some people say, why not the masjid pay on our behalf? Inshallah, one day the masjid, inshallah, will pay on your behalf. So zakatul al-fitr, it is mandatory, and this zakat has to go to those who live below the poverty line. Those who are faqir, those who cannot afford the provision or the sustenance or the expenses of the whole year, the entire year. They deserve zakat al-fitr, inshallah. Inshallah, if we get the news, we are anticipating and expecting to get the news on Saturday night. So if we get the news of the observation, there are many members of our community, committed members, alhamdulillah, they are with us. They will go for moon observation. You try to go, inshallah. And if we receive the news, we will declare Sunday the Eid. If not, then it could be Monday. But most likely it will be Sunday, inshallah. And Salatul Eid is going to be at 8 a.m. Takbirat begins at 7:45. And the first salat is going to be at 8 a.m. inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wal asri inna al-insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat wa tawasaw bil-haqqi wa tawasaw bil-sabr wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytih al-tayyibin al-tahirin. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه عباد الله أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره قال ربنا العزيز في كتابه الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير صدق الله العلي العظيم. Today is the day of Jerusalem, يوم القدس. القدس, this beloved city, is a universal city. When I say universal, it means that it belongs to all religions, all Abrahamic traditions. In the Torah, it says that God gave the promise to Abraham to give this land, to bestow this land to his children. If this is true, then among the children of Abraham is not only Isaac, Ishaq, but Ishmael, Ismail too, and Ismail is 14 years older than Isaac. So both are equal. Both are equal, both have equal share to this land, to this holy city, Al-Quds. It has to be open. These religious cities, sacred cities, do not belong to one madhab, to one religion, to one group, to one family. These are universal cities. They belong to all religions. All religions, Muslims, Christians, Jews, and others, they have share in that religion, and it has to be open. People must go there and enjoy religious of a freedom, freedom of worship. They all have to enjoy that. And no group should dominate Jerusalem. No one can appropriate this city and make it exclusive for himself and his faith. Today, what Israel is doing is illegal. It's an act of aggression. The Israeli forces they expel and they displace people who lived in Jerusalem and Palestine for so many years, for hundreds of years. They follow the policy of expulsion and displacement. They send them out of their towns, their cities, their lands, and they bring people who they were not born there. They create and establish settlements, illegal settlements. And this is an act of aggression that will exacerbate the crisis. It would not lead into peace. This is not the way to peaceful coexistence. It will only increase violence, increase tension between people who live there. The other thing, my friends, as long as the Muslims are fighting each other, Shias and Sunnis are killing each other, they are not going to be victorious. Neither are they going to go back to Jerusalem. They are not going to be able to liberate Jerusalem. This is a promise made by God. God says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Hold fast to the unity, to the rope of God, and be united. Help each other, support each other, understand each other. Do not fight with each other. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. When you kill each other, when you attack each other, when you reject each other, that would lead into more weakness, more defeat, and more humiliation. You are not going to be victorious. When the Arabs, they have a proverb. I studied this proverb when I was a little child in Iraq, in the school. They told us the story. They read the story, this is story, but they don't implement it. They teach it to their children, but they don't exercise it. The story says that the father, who had 10 children, he was about to die, so he gathered his children around his deathbed, and he gave them sticks. Each one gave him one stick. He told them to take the stick, and they will break it. So when he gives the one stick to one of them, they break it easily. But then he brought all these 10 sticks together, made them a bundle, and he asked them to break it. They could not, because they were together. When they were divided, they were easily broken. But when they put them together, none of them was able to break them. He said this message before his death. He said, if you stand united, nobody is going to defeat you. But if you are divided, you are easily broken. The Arabs, they teach this example and this story to their children, but they don't implement it. Look at what is happening between Saudi Arabia and Qatar and Egypt and Emirat. Watch the news. As a result of this fighting, today there was a bombing in Masjid al-Haram in Mecca al-Mukarramah, a few hours ago. Many people were killed as a result of the fighting among the governments, among the dictators. When they focus on their seats, defending their throne and their seats, then the Masjid al-Haram is going to be a casualty. Another bombing in Pakistan today, the day of Quds, 50 casualties. And the killing is continuous. And the Muslim Ummah, rather than going forward, it is going backward. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. And if the Muslims continue to fight, Not only they are not going to regain Palestine, they are going to lose more lands and more territories and more cities. Only when they put an end to their fighting and they replace fighting with understanding, with the logic of this book, the Quran. Idfa billati hiya ahsan. Reach out to each other. Try to accommodate. Ashidda'u ala al-kuffar rahama'u baynahum. They have to use rahmah and compassion and forgiveness among themselves. One more thing before I conclude. In my opinion, not only Jerusalem is under occupation, the Israeli occupation, Mecca and Medina are also under the occupation of Al Saud. And when we call for the liberation of Palestine and Jerusalem, we have to call also for the liberation of Mecca and Medina and the Arabian Peninsula. One of the main reasons that Muslims are not united, it's because of the money that Al Saud are spending on dividing the Muslim Ummah and creating tension and spreading their Wahhabi tradition, who is based on hate, creating hate and tension among the Muslims. Those people have to go also. Mecca and Medina, it has to be in the hand of the Muslim Ummah, the genuine Ummah, the Ummah that loves God, the Ummah that does not commercialize Mecca, turns Mecca into high-rise building for a profit and for money. When I went to Hajj 50 years ago with my father as a child, I really enjoyed the Hajj. It was an atmosphere, spiritual atmosphere. Nowadays you go to Mecca, what do you see when you do Tawaf? What do you see around the Kaaba? Look how they change the terrain, the land, the territory. So they take the spirituality away from you. Hajj has been commercialized. This is the biggest danger that our Ummah is facing. And we have to speak up about this. And I can see, today is the last Friday of Ramadan. I can see, inshallah, the end of Al Saud is coming soon, inshallah. Inshallah. Allah would not remain silent for the blood of the Yemeni people. Yemen, hundreds of thousands have perished in Yemen with Saudi warplanes, with Saudi bombs, with Islamic money, with money that belongs to Muslim government, are killing innocent people in Yemen, in Bahrain, in Syria, in Iraq, in Libya, in other places. Their end is coming soon, inshallah. Inshallah ta'ala. My friends, we prepare for the Eid, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring victory and dignity and unity and understanding and love among the heart of the Muslim Ummah, inshallah. We have to stand united against aggression, wherever it is, whatever country. Saudi Arabia is not the only country. There are others also, other dictators. We have to speak up and we have to work hard to liberate our Ummah from dictator, inshallah, and bring back dignity. When the Ummah is revived, Palestine will come back to the Muslims, inshallah. But if the Ummah is divided, there is no hope in that. We have hope, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the sincerity and the dedication of the Ummah, will bring victory, inshallah. وَمَنْ نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم وحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم تقبل صلاتنا وصيامنا ودعاءنا وقرآننا في هذا الشهر العظيم واجعلنا فيه من عتقائك من النار وأدخلنا الجنة يا أرحم الراحمين ومن على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية وعجل في فرج إمامنا وقائدنا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد